Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, it is time. It is that time again of the week. Number 135, Halloween's over vibe. Got what's your name again? Alex DePonte.
Yeah, that would be my name. You used the word time a lot in that rant there.
Wanna
you
know
forget
why?
Your other words
Do
there?
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because it's time, ticket in my head. Time. I
is that the only
up.
Word in your vocabulary?
Time. Got the time, tick, to get in my head.
Just
time. Tick, to get in my head. Got the time, tick, to get in my head.
I don't know what that is.
That's Anthrax. You don't know Anthrax.
I do know Anthrax. Well, I know Caught in a Mosh.
Caught in a Mosh.
What are the? Oh, they do Madhouse, too. It's a madhouse.
Yeah, that's what's on Guitar Hero, right?
Yeah. Well, no. Caught in a Mosh, I legitimately know because that's a great song.
Gotta get you. I'm the man.
It's better live.
I'm the man. I could be detention. I'm the man.
Way better live.
Seriously, I can't believe that you don't know more Anthrax.
No, Megadeth fan.
Okay, Anthrax is better than Megadeth, first and foremost.
No, wrong.
Yes, no, right.
Wrong.
Megadeth is a castaway of Metallica.
No.
That's what it
Megadeth
is.
Megadeth is so good. How dare you?
Listen, I like Dave Mustaine.
No,
but
Megadeth
he's
great.
He's really, you know, he's, I don't know.
No, Megadeth is so, they write amazing songs. And the guitar right. solos are... so much better. Like,
yeah.
Just so much better than any Metallica. Pick any Metallica solo. I will show you a Megadeth solo that blows it away.
You think that Dave Mustaine is better than Kirk Hammett?
I didn't say Dave Mustaine. He's not the lead guitar player.
Oh, okay. Who's the lead guitar player?
Marty Friedman's my favorite.
Oh, Marty. Yeah. Marty's not with the group anymore, though, right?
No, he left when Megadeth went pop.
Megadeth went pop? I don't even remember Megadeth going pop.
Oh, yeah. There was a whole album called Risk. Lars told, I think, from what I remember, the story goes, Lars told Dave Mustaine to take a risk.
Okay.
And Dave was like, all right. And he wrote this album. And the stuff, oh, my God. Like, the single off of the album, what is it, Crush 'Em, is just so not Megadeth at all. It sounds like Poison.
Like, no.
Dude, I'm not joking. Hold on. You think I'm joking?
No.
Oh,
I don't think that's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, well, in the meantime, as always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Manatail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, Barrier Dynamic, High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World.
Oh,
world.
Boy.
No,
look at that.
No.
It didn't work.
No, it works.
It didn't work.
Press the button.
There we go. All right, there it goes.
You call me a liar?
I'm calling you not a liar, but a slacker. That's what I'm saying.
I was right on top of that.
All right. Yeah, 2 minutes after I touched it.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, you're not going to show me or make me listen to when Megadeth went soft right now. That's you're not going to
show,
me.
You after.
So you'll show me at the break.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand because I don't think I've ever heard Megadeth do anything soft. That being said, it is what it is. We'll hear and see, and I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, you'll judge after the break. What do you have to talk to me about?
I have so many things, Alex.
So many things?
Not really, but you know, I have
some things.
I know you had something. I have a lot of stuff to talk about.
I only have one thing.
I'm gonna have you tell me what you want to tell me
first.
The one thing?
Just one thing.
So what is it that you're going to tell me? Hold on.
No, go now.
Okay. Go ahead now.
Why that music?
Oh, it doesn't go well with this music?
Maybe. We found an apartment.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, lots of sex is going to happen in that apartment.
I get it. Yeah, probably.
You make me vomit.
Poor Jeff.
Oh, very nice.
Yep. Sending in the application today.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean that you got it.
I know it doesn't mean that we got it, but
applying for it.
It is a what is it? It is not on the market yet. It is being held for us to apply.
Interesting.
Which is nice. Well, so the way that it worked is this couple just was like, "Hey, we're moving out." Like short notice, like real quick. And then my girlfriend called and was like, "Hey, we're looking for a 2-bedroom apartment." And the person was like, "That's so strange. An hour ago, a couple previously called me and said that they were moving out in like a week and a half."
Really?
Yeah. So it worked out.
So is the pricing decent?
It's not too bad. It's $2,250.
That is a lot of money, Alex.
For 2-bedroom.
It's still a lot of money.
Split between 3 people.
3 people?
Yeah.
What are you, your 2 testicles and her? I mean, what do you mean?
We have another person.
What do you mean another person?
That's why it's a 2-bedroom apartment, so that way we could have another person.
So you're bringing in a roommate is what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, wait, hold on a minute. Is this roommate going to be part of any kind of...
No. No. I knew where you were going with that.
Alex.
It's not happening.
So why are you smiling?
Because I knew where you were going with it.
Is it a male or a female?
It's a guy.
No.
Yeah.
You're supposed to bring in another female, Alex. That's how it works.
Megan would hate me.
But Alex, if you're gonna have anything going on,
but nothing's going on. You know what's gonna go on? He's gonna pay his bills. That's what's gonna go on.
All right. Well, I'm hoping that all works out.
Nice.
We need the roommate to get the apartment because it's been very hard finding a single that we can actually afford on our own.
Right. Okay.
Usually singles are still like $2,000.
Okay. I mean, you do what you can do. I hope everything works out. That's all.
I also hope it works out.
Congratulations. I throw lucky money at you.
Yeah. Let's hope. Let's hope that we get it.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why. I don't know.
Why does it look so fast up on the screen, by the way?
Because I could zoom in and out. Look at this. Zoom in, zoom out. Zoom in, zoom out.
Very interesting. All right. I'm just having a little audio visual lesson right now. You know what I'm saying? How much time do we have left in this segment? Because I know that you screwed up a little time up
there. 3 minutes.
3 minutes left. Okay. So we got up until 6:20-something.
About.
Okay. Just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So you're going to get an apartment. Now, are you prepared to have an apartment? Do you have anything that's supposed to go into the apartment?
Like furniture?
Everything, yeah.
We have furniture.
Why are you smiling? Because you're like, yeah, There's definitely some stuff that we're totally missing.
He's
like, yeah, I'm not anywhere near ready to get an apartment. Like, nothing. Because once you get the apartment,
I did this before. I was out on my own before.
Okay. When you get your own apartment, Alejandro, let me tell you, it's not just simple things, okay? You need to do lots of things. You have to make sure you budget for all these things.
Yeah, I know. I actually need to start budgeting.
Now, what do you call it? I mean, no, to be completely blunt, I mean, the fact of the matter is you need to make sure that you're budgeted for all the, you know, all the necessities, and including, you know, what you're going to have to eat every day.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be tight. But we'll make it work.
All right. You know.
Between 3 people, I think we could do it.
Fair enough. All right.
We also the good thing is we do also have a lot of the stuff that we already need to move in. Like, it's not like we need to go out and buy furniture. Like, we already have furniture in a storage unit and stuff, so.
Okay.
Nice.
As long as you have the stuff ready to go, that's a positive. But if you have nothing going in and then, you know, then you're like, oh, I just put down all the
money. Some more money would be nice.
Well, you know that the deposit is like.
I know.
A lot.
I know.
So you might want to try to negotiate that down a little bit.
Do you think it can be negotiated down?
Of course, everything can be negotiated.
I don't think I'm the person that's going to be able to negotiate that down.
You should have thought that before you agreed to do anything.
Well, rip.
Okay. So that being said, what do you call it? I think that's great. I mean, good luck. You know, I'm hoping that it all works out.
Yeah, it's got. I mean, my parents will help me too, so it'll be good.
They want you the hell out of the house, don't they?
My dad has been joking about me and Tyler leaving the house. So you know what? I think it's time one of us leaves the house.
And he's being insufferable about it, I'm sure.
No, he's not being insufferable about it.
No?
Oh. No, he's just joking about it.
Okay. So he's like, it'll be nice if I can, enjoy your mother without any of you in the house.
Well, but the thing is also Michael is nowhere close to that. So, it's more just kind of like, hey, set an example.
Wow.
I mean, not really. I'm wording this terribly. Again, he's joking about it. If I wanted to stay in the house, I could stay in the house.
Okay.
But I'm also getting closer to 30.
Yeah, you are. You're edging on 30, which is hilarious because you look nothing near 30.
Yeah, but I'm close to 30, so I should probably get out of the house.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? This next segment will probably be a lot better than this one. So those of you who are still hanging out with us, be ready for segment two, and we'll be right back with WBS.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Well G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What up, people? Welcome back to Within Brimskin.
So, all right, we're going to get back, and we're going to get back on track now. So, rather than listen to Alex and his shenanigans.
Can I have this lollipop?
Yeah, it's been sitting there. I don't know who the hell's lollipop
it is. Well, it's mine now.
Okay, we'll enjoy it. So, Halloween's over. Very upset about that. Came and went real damn fast. October flew by like a freaking witch,
What did you dress up for as Halloween?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
Crazy enough.
What?
So, all right. So,
no.
Here's the story. So, I was planning on going out and going out with Haley and Danielle. And And then Haley had a couple of friends that wanted to go out. So, I'm like, okay, well, if Danielle's going to be with the moms and the girls, I don't want to, cramp her style, and you know, when she's trying to be with her friends, and then okay. Danielle's trying to be with her friends, the moms, you know. So I was like, okay, so when you guys get tired, because she's like, all right, it'll probably be like an hour or so, and you know, and then when they get tired, you know, then come home, and then we'll go out, you know. Mm-hmm. So what do you call it? The 1 hour turned into like 5 hours.
Oh my god!
And they came home, and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? It's like 5-something, 6-something at night already. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I was then we were like rushing to try to get everything together to, you know, to leave. So I put on my new spirit hoods, my big, you know, thing, because I was going to go as...
The ones with the ears.
Yeah, I was going to go out. I love those. I was going to go out as, you know, like a bear, which is funny because as of, you know, filming of, as of the launch of this episode, I'm actually doing a photo shoot with that tomorrow morning. So what do you call it? That'll be a lot of fun.
I want one.
I know. So I put it on and I'm like, okay, we'll go out with this. So while I'm sitting and waiting for them to get themselves together to go back out, what do you call it? I walk outside. As I'm walking outside, this kid in this Harry Potter costume starts walking up and he sees me walk out and I gave him this like look and he got scared crapless and like ran backwards off the what do you call it? Can you stop chewing like a cow in the mic?
Just like from the movie. It'll be muted out.
Okay. So what do you call it? You know, took off. So what do you call it? So then I went behind my Danielle's car, and then he comes back up the driveway, right? So he comes back
up
the driveway.
Is the bear gone?
Yeah, and he's like looking around. He doesn't see me because I'm behind the car. It's an SUV. So he starts going through the candy to see, you know, to pick out. And as he turns around, he sees me because I creepily put myself out, like just looking mm-hmm. from behind the car. And this kid's eyes like wide open. Oh my god! And he freaking bolted, and it was hilarious. So I have an on video, I'll show you. I can't
That's
put it
so
out
funny.
Online because it's my house, but you know, but it was
he
hilarious.
Was gonna be your Halloween candy.
Yeah, no way. So what do you call it? That was hilarious. But then it started to rain and I'm like, well, great, now I can't wear my costume.
Oh,
now.
Did you ruin your oh,
so I went back in after sitting and waiting to put it on and put it on its hook again and put it away, and now it's gonna come out again tomorrow. But what do you call it? So I went out in a freaking hoodie, as you know, nothing. And
rip.
Yeah, I'm very upset.
I would be too.
Yeah. So anyway, so I sat around pretty much all day, you know, with my phone. I did some social media. I did a what do you call it? I've been sitting and playing Walking Dead Survivors on the on my phone, and what do you call it? Which is pretty interesting.
Obsessed with Walking Dead.
I'm not. It's not that I'm obsessed with Walking Dead. I enjoy it, but it's what do you call it? It's the game, and I was like, all right, this is cool. And then it turns out that you know there's like clans and all that other crap. So I was in this one clan which sucked monkey balls, man. It was absolutely awful. So I got
Why
into
would
this
you
other
join
one
a clan that sucks
because
monkey balls?
I didn't know that they sucked monkey balls. So as soon as I was just like, F this, and I put it out and I was like, hey, does anybody else have a clan that actually is good? And I got invited right away and I hopped into this other clan and bro, total game changer. Total game changer. Like the entire experience is totally different.
I'm
you know?
Just really wondering where they got the monkeys.
You're disgusting, and I'm not thinking it as of that specific. You are, you know.
I hate your stinking guts.
Gross.
I'm intrigued.
It's not actual monkeys, Alex.
How am I supposed to know that? You're telling me a story. I'm taking it at face value.
All right. Well, not. Oh my god. You and
obviously
and,
I'm joking with you.
I know. Anyway, so that being said, Halloween came and went. And
Halloween was great.
It, I got to do absolutely nothing. I walked around the block, you know, and half the places were half the people were already done, you know, for the night.
I was two things.
What? What were you?
I was Disney's Robin Hood and then also the Joker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pictures?
No. I
do. No pictures?
I don't have any pictures on my phone.
Unbelievable. No pictures. That's not fair. That's
I don't take
cool.
pictures on my phone. I don't know what you want from me.
You're supposed to pictures or it didn't happen. That's what, you know what I'm saying? Like
I have pictures.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Well, I mean, I don't. Megan has pictures.
All right. Well, then you should have pictures. You could be like, so Megan, you need to send me some pictures. Okay, Megan. Megan. Megan! Did you hear me?
She was,
Megan!
She was Harley Quinn.
Was she? I couldn't have guessed that since you said you were Joker.
Yeah.
"Oh, Mr. J."
Did she do the voice for you and everything?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Did it you was kind of funny.
So did you guys...
He says, "Oh, can you give me some relief?"
Yeah. Did you guys get it on afterwards? Did you guys role play?
It was a lot. She really likes... She really likes Harley Quinn.
Did she go, "So, Mr. J, I wanna see how you gonna ride my roller coaster of Harley Quinn. Oh, I'm gonna let you put it
that
in."
That only works if my name's Harley.
Yeah. Ooh, Alex DePonte, stick it in.
That's gross.
You're the one making the joke.
It's funny, you know? I mean, look, you know, at the end of the day, what do you expect? You know what I mean? What do you expect from me?
Well, I don't know.
Hello, there's kids listening.
Exactly.
I expect that. I expect you to remember that there's that. I don't know how many kids listen. How many kids do you think listen to this show?
Probably a lot, but I don't know. And I'm sorry. I apologize. Jesus.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
I feel like the political comments probably turned off the kids.
Probably.
We've had a few of those.
Yeah, we're not supposed to, but it does happen every once in a while. Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, very upset about Halloween. I was very excited, stoked, and then I'm like, "What? What the hell, man?"
You know? Drank.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Too. So you just got it on as the Joker and Harley Quinn. You drank.
I want it to be, what is it? She had suggested it would be funny to go as Poison Ivy instead because I have the red curly hair.
That would have been hilarious.
And also, it works because Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn are in like a lesbian relationship, kind of.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they definitely like hint at it and like say stuff in like the comics and like in the movies.
You could have done a gender bending Poison Ivy.
I thought it would have been really funny. We were looking for the costume, but they did not sell the costume at Spirit Halloween.
No, you could have gotten like the Joker costume, but then put leaves on it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I wanted to make it look actually legit.
Well, like a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying doing the gender bending one.
No.
So you know what the gender bending is?
No, I know
that
what gender bending is.
That means if it's a female character, you're making it a male.
No, I understand.
You're making it a female.
No, I would have wanted to do it legit.
By the way, everybody, I am so sorry that this is such a wicked, awesome episode. Wickedly, awesomely bad episode, I should say. What?
I don't know. I'm not.
Am I wrong?
I'm not tired. I'm engaged.
Yeah, I don't know. I knew you are, but I'm just...
You're out of it?
I must be off. Must be all right. So, in all fairness,
you do look a little tired.
In all fairness, I was dealing with a whole bunch of court papers earlier today, and that was irritating as all hell. Nothing crazy bad. It's just something that I had to take care of. And then, what do you call it? And I just found out that my father is in the hospital. Literally 20 minutes before you walked in the door.
Wow.
So what do you call it? You know, everything's okay,
okay
there.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's okay there. He's there overnight at least, and then we'll see what's going on from there. But I'm actually heading out to Florida next week. I'm just going to be seeing him and
you're
staying
leaving
there.
Us?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, I don't want to see you guys for a while.
Oh, my God.
I'm only going to be there for a few days.
I can't take this, Brim. Yeah. You go all the time.
No, I don't. I don't go anywhere except for when I'm touring. And then, you know, we haven't done any of that in a while. But,
I know.
You know, but I'll tell you guys what's happening when I'm in Florida, what do you call it, in just a few after we take a quick break. And we'll be right back with WBS and some...
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's Way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie, go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8, the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I'm eating at your Ronkonkoma location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you...
You're gonna blow it, kid. The kid'll squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's gotta eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Gotta make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you can save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties!
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
What is up, people?
So, yeah. So, I'm heading out to West Palm.
So you're just busy.
It's going to be busy. I've been exhausted. all day. You know, this whole weekend I was like
I walked
said,
in and just, you were sleeping.
Yeah, I'm just tired. So, you know,
he had TikTok on his phone.
It was I was watching the Bora videos. Bora, you remember Bora I told you about from Salem? The witch?
You know what?
The witch, I said you look like the witch.
I'm sure. Oh, yes. Now I remember. Yes.
So, what do you call it? So, I was watching videos of Bora and on TikTok, and then I was like, okay, and I started knocking out, and then apparently you were there, and I was like, whoa, where'd you come from?
It was kind of funny.
So, that being said, so I'm going to be in West Palm. I actually had scheduled it a couple days ago, you know, before any of this happened, with my father. And, you know, so, you know, it's a good thing I'm going out now, you know, doubled because of what's happening here. So I want to make sure everything's all right. But, you know, it was, so I'm supposed to go out and I've been putting it off for a while.
Photo shoot, right?
No. I'm doing the photo shoot here. I might do a shoot there too. We'll see what happens. But right now, the one main reason that I'm going out there is because I'm putting the diamonds into my rings. So,
You held up your hand and I was like, please tell me you're not putting diamonds in your knuckles.
No, that would be really cool though. No, it wouldn't. That would be really
It would
ridiculous.
Look like that stupid guy that did it with the forehead.
Yeah, no. No.
Who did that?
I have no idea. No.
Remember you talked about it? Didn't you talk about it? The guy, he went crowd surfing and the diamond popped out of his head.
Yeah. I know you're talking about some rapper. I don't remember. Oh, speaking about rappers, you heard about that. What is it? Fetty Wap?
Yes, I totally know about rappers. I'm totally in that rap scene.
No, there's a rapper that got, he just got arrested for drug smuggling here on Long Island, actually.
Oh, whoa, what?
Like huge, and I'm pretty sure it was Fetty Wap.
Right in home.
Yeah, hold on one second. Is this it? Hold on one second.
Fetty Wap.
I don't know if that's the
do
one.
Do I know a song by Mr. Fetty Wap?
I wouldn't know a song by Fetty Wap. This is not it. Let's see. Drugs. Fetty Wap. Yep. There it is.
Oh, it is Fetty Wap.
I was right. So, yeah, there was...
You are right sometimes.
He was busted on drug charges. Apparently, what was allegedly going on, he was apparently moving drugs from California to Long Island. And it was like a really, really big thing. Funny enough, it was shared from Port Jefferson. What do you call it? Let's see.
Yeah, it's great.
Three Long Island men and a New Jersey corrections officer were part of a group of six indicted on federal drug charges.
Yo, Fetty Wap,
along
hit me
with
up.
Rapper Fetty Wap, the
I'm,
U.S.
I'm
going to
need somebody in Port Jeff.
Wow.
I'm joking.
The men were charged with conspiring to distribute and possess controlled substances, and five of them used guns to protect
No,
the
never mind.
Ring.
Fetty Wap, stay away from me.
Yeah. Prosecutors said the indictment alleges that from about June 2019 through June 2020, the men doled out over 100 kilograms of cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, and crack cocaine across Long Island and New Jersey.
The hard stuff.
They got the drugs from West Coast, and then they used the United States Postal Service, as well as drivers with hidden compartments in the vehicles, to transport them across the country to Suffolk County, where they were stored, according to prosecutors.
The good old USPS.
Craziness,
that
right?
That is pretty crazy. Wait, so the drivers of USPS smuggled the drugs under trucks? Is that what that just said?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't know. But anyway, so that's that. I meant to actually have that on this list of stuff that I wanted to talk about, but what do you call it? I completely forgot to put it on there, so I'm glad that came up.
Do you want to hear something interesting, actually? Because while we're talking about drug smuggling, I have an interesting fact. So I was listening to... he was a drug smuggler who agreed to be interviewed or retired, and he had like his face blacked and the voice was all distorted, but he said that it was common practice to hire four drivers for one trip. And so what they would do is they would have one driver in like a big giant Walmart truck, right? So like, and that would have the main load of everything. And to make sure that he doesn't get caught, there is a driver in front of him and then a driver in back of him as well. And they're there to make sure that everything goes smoothly. And then in front of that, there is a decoy car, a car that they specifically hire who they think is the worst possible driver for the position, and then they give them a small amount of drugs, thinking, hey, you're going to go do this for us, but like in reality, it's actually they hired somebody terrible to
take a fall.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yep.
Wow.
So four drivers for a drug smuggle. For a big one anyway, for a truck.
Well,
I thought that was interesting.
I want nothing to do with any of that.
I mean, so. I don't want anything to do with any of it. I just thought that it was interesting.
Yeah, well, so Fetty Wap is, you know, in some hot water right there. He's in some Fetty Waps, you know what I mean,
in some hot water.
So anyway, that being said, I was talking about Florida. So I'm heading out there. We're going to do the diamonds and the rings.
Hot water.
Yeah. what do you call it? We're going to put the diamonds and the rings. So they're going to have the eyes and the skulls. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of excited about that. I've been wanting to do it for a while. So this way, you know, when I'm doing like the fancy events or if I'm on the red carpet.
You have your diamond rings.
The rings are actually not just my, you know, it's going to be blinged.
They'll sparkle.
They'll sparkle a little bit. So that being said, I can still be badass and be, a bougie guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, also, while I'm out there, I'm supposed to be doing, again, I am not completely sure of the date and time, but I'm pretty sure that it's going to be on Thursday, November 11th. And I think the time is going to be around 6 p.m.
What are you doing?
I'm going to be doing a signing over at the Rain Tree of Melbourne, which is an eclectic shop. It's a hot sauce place. They've got a lot of really cool things.
Is it on Long Island?
But it's in Florida. It's in Melbourne, Florida. So while I'm out there. If you're in Florida, you can come.
Cool.
But it's going to be a free signing. So what do you call it? So all you got to do is pick up a bottle of the hot sauce. It's going to be limited amounts of people that are going to be able to come in. So I think we're limiting to 100 people. So if you're in the area and you want to get in there, give them a shout. Rain Tree of Melbourne is the name. It's in Melbourne, Florida. You know, let them know that you wanted to pick up one of the sauces and be there for the signing. And I know they'll have all that stuff up, and I'll get it up on my social media at some point soon.
I'll be in your luggage.
Oh, you can come in my luggage?
Yeah.
There you go. That works. Why don't you just fly?
Oh, well, that's cheaper.
You're welcome to come with me if you want, but you got to pay for your own stuff.
Well, that's why I said I'm coming in the luggage.
Anyway, what do you call it? And also, for those of you who are not paying attention to my social media, probably like you, Alex.
I don't pay attention to anyone's social media. Don't take it personally.
No problem. But I announced the TV series. So I announced Food Hound Home Edition.
So finally, we can talk about it.
So we can talk about it.
I was literally actually, I was thinking about asking too. I was like, oh, I want to ask him about the thing. But like, if he tells me no, then we have to stop the show and cut it out and like, blah.
Yeah. So what do you call it? So what's happening is I finally announced, I was allowed to announce, not any of the details, just very basic stuff is out there right now.
Okay, so what's out there? Tell me. I am fascinated.
So basically, my son Dylan and I are doing a new series for a network. We can't tell you which network it's going to be. We can tell you that it's a new foodie series. Foodie,
hype.
Family, celebrity, and a lot of fun.
Hype.
So really, really stoked about it. I got a lot of really good response off of the post that I made.
And some good celebrities.
Yeah. I can't tell you who yet.
I know.
You know who, but I can't tell the world.
Listen, guys, I don't get excited. I'm excited.
Yeah,
these are some good celebrities, guys.
It's going to be a really, really awesome series. What do you call it? So I was able to put out a little bit of a teaser clip. I'm going to have a couple other teasers that I'm putting out soon. So this way people can follow that. And
follow it, people.
Listen, just follow my social and you'll hear more about it. I got to say that, you know, I might have some awesome sponsors with that, from Yoda Smokers to Jealous Devil Pellets, you know, and the list goes on. You know what I mean? Like, just awesome grouping of incredible companies who are, you know, getting my back on this. And, you know, so, yeah.
It's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, it's out in the open. Yep. So if you guys want, you can check my Instagram at The Real Brimstone. It's just a couple of posts back at this point. So, you know, just look for the Food Hound post. You'll see a 30-second clip as well as, you know, a little bit of information. And, again, I can only give you guys a little bit at a time, but at least it's better than nothing. thing, right?
Can you hold on before you click that button to play that music?
Okay.
Can you are we going to be able to watch this like online? Like, is there going to be a
It's
going to
be on a
access?
Service. It'll be on a streaming service.
It will be on a streaming service.
It'll be on a streaming service unless one of the television networks picks it up. But right now it's currently being hosted for a big streaming service, one of the networks, and if we change our minds and you know what I'm saying, and we move in a different direction with it, it could go to network television as well. But right now we're going with the one we're with, and at the end of the day we have options, and we're gonna go with the one who
I'm gonna watch
offers the best deal.
Every episode.
Oh, I thank you.
As long as it's not on TV. But I will watch every episode.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
no,
you
it's
got it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope that everybody's going to check it out. And I hope you guys support me on social media and again, engage on all these posts, because that's what helps, you know, the bigger networks say, hey, I really want to get a piece of this. So maybe we can get into a better position where even more eyes will be on it. So
hopefully.
We appreciate you guys. And anyway, that's about all the time we have. I think we got better towards the end of the
we
show.
Did.
I had to wake up a little bit, which is good things. I got to go do Grindhouse after this. But what do you call it? We appreciate you. We love you. Please rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars only. Hook up, brother.
5 stars only.
And yeah, man. And what do you call it? Check out my girl Dana Pereira from Dirty Little Secrets Club. What do you call it? She will post the thirst pics up there as long as it's 5 stars only.
Okay.
But you know, you also gotta, you know, do the Dirty Little Secret stuff. Anyway, we'll see you next week.